For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Non-Christian religious groups in Kenya are putting pressure on the government to repress Christian work. Despite these pressures, Wycliffe Associates is building a translation center that will help a major Bible translation initiative. Wycliffe Associates' Brent Ropp says it's called the Bantu Initiative.
This language group has over 500 languages. And these language groups are spread throughout the continent of Africa, and over 250 of these languages have no translation efforts started.
They hope to have all of these translations started by 2025. Ropp says the situation's urgent in light of the HIV/AIDS pandemic. Next, Nepal's decade-long civil war came to an official end as the government and Maoist rebels signed a comprehensive peace accord November 21st. Gospel for Asia missionaries working in Nepal say the nationals are skeptical. In spite of the unrest, area pastors managed to establish 24 schools for the children whose schools have been closed because of the ongoing war. These new schools granted the pastors multiple opportunities to reach into difficult places with the gospel. And there are an estimated 11 million street children in India. India Partners is doing what they can to help more than 1,000 street kids this Christmas. India Partners' Brent Hample says they do that through a Christmas party where kids get food, clothes, treats, and the gospel. Last year, they reached 1,000 kids in 6 villages, but Hample says they have to do more this year.
The needs are really going to be much more this year than years past because of the flooding and cyclones that have hit that coast of India in the past month or two.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term missions trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.